You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Welcome to the Get Certified Together, created as part of Technicove, a free knowledge-sharing website based in London. If you love our content, please like and subscribe from your favorite podcast player. Reach out to us via www.technicove.com for suggestions and collaborations.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Get Certified Together series. Now, in this week's episode, we will be continuing our journey of AWS Security Specialist Examination. If you are new to the series, then what we do as part of it is we try to cover certification topics, which of course revolve around cloud and cloud security. If you are our existing listener, then of course you are well aware of what we are trying to do here. Now, I have to share a couple of stories before we head into our main episode. One of them is why we are recording it after, I think, a gap of a month. The reason was my laptop was broken and I was actually in this dilemma whether I should buy a new one or I should try to get the older one fixed. I tried to look some YouTube videos and tried to do it myself, but then I realized that it's way more than my current technical expertise on fixing my laptop, and what I don't want to is completely break it apart. So I head to my local repair store and the guy was amazing, and of course he fixed it. It took a couple of weeks, and once I received my laptop back, then I tried to do the last week episode, which I released was actually recorded before my laptop broke, and then once I received my laptop, I edited and I published it. It's still not on YouTube. It's only released in an audio format because my software were also gone, so I had to set up everything from the scratch. Finally, we are up and go, and of course from now on it will be back to normal. Another thing which I have to share with you guys is we have sort of come in full circle because I have recertified myself in CompTIA. Now, if you recall, CompTIA is the first certification which we covered as part of this series, and CompTIA 601 was the one which we covered. So our initial first to 14 episodes were recorded as part of CompTIA certification and from the topics around that. What I realized, I got an email from CompTIA that my certification will be expiring in June, and that's another reason of the delay of the episodes because I was actually preparing for recertification. I will be recording a full episode around what I did as part of CompTIA recertification because I haven't taken the certification exam. For recertification, you actually need to just do a training. You of course need to pay for that training. Only catch is they have around 100 questions from individual domains, and you have to score 100% in each domain. So even if you you can have as many re-attempts as you want, but you have to score 100%. And it's way trickier than it sounds, because to score 100%, that means you have to score 100 out of 100. You don't, even if you miss a single question, you have to redo the whole test again. And it took me like 6 or 7 hours of sitting continuously and finally able to crack it, like finally able to achieve 100 out of 100. So yeah, I did that. I will be recording a separate episode completely around what I did and what you guys can do if you have done like certification around the same time when we started this whole Get Certified Together thing. Then of course you will be in the same case like me. You will be getting this information about the recertification part. So I will tell you guys of course how I did and what I did. That's about CompTIA. So I am now CompTIA certified. 701 is the latest one. I'm certified in that. Yeah, those are the two big news. Another small thing to tell before we head into main episode is it's like not relevant to the episodes or anything around the course and certification. When I was hearing the modules or the free course around Well Architected Framework, they were actually recorded in the same AI software which I used to use before I started recording in my own voice. If you are our regular listener and if you also try to listen to that Well Architected Framework modules, which are of course free again provided by AWS, then you will see that it's the same exact same voice which I used. And I was like feeling that, wait, am I hearing myself, like the AI voice which I use? But it seems like they have used the same software to record it. So just want to share it with you. Like I said, it seems like it's coming in full circle. After 3 years, I'm getting recertified in CompTIA. I have done it already. And when I started this Get Certified Together journey around that CompTIA syllabus and CompTIA course, the software which I used to use, I'm listening that same software, voice from same software in the AWS official course as well. Yeah, let's move into the main episode and we will start our Well-Architected Framework Module 1 today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back. So like I mentioned, Well-Architected Framework is something which AWS recommend we should be having. Well-architected simply means that your architectures should be as per standard. It should be covering all pillars or all recommendations which AWS, Azure, any standard which you can think, which you want to follow as part of your cloud-based deployment, you have to follow that. And if you follow that recommendations, the architecture which you create will be covering all those aspects. So you will be making the design which is more secure, design which is more scalable, and which of course you can, if you don't want to have vendor lock-in, you can interoperate between multiple clouds. N number of scenarios can be there, and Well-Architected Framework of course cover those aspects. AWS recommends and AWS provides the documentation around that. They have some very good tools which you as an end user can use, and you of course create the AWS recommended designs as part of your infrastructure. So it's as simple as that. Means from the concept perspective, there is no brainer. Means everyone should be creating a design which is as per standard, which is as per recommendation from the industry experts. Now from the AWS perspective, it started somewhere around 2012, and in past like around 10 or 12 years, it have pretty much matured into a full-fledged solution. What we achieve with it is we have, of course, better decisions. We can take better decisions around our deployments. We can have cost-optimized infrastructure as well, because cost is a big topic when you are trying to deploy something onto the cloud, onto the AWS, or any cloud for the fact. So cost optimization, then of course, whether your solution is scalable, it's reliable, you have all the BCDR covered as well. There can be different questions which these well-architected frameworks help us in answering. AWS have around 6 pillars on which you can define your architecture. So those 6 pillars are sort of the criteria or sort of, you can say, recommendations which AWS gives. And of course, there are further subsections in on those 6. But from overall description perspective, those 6 main pillars can help you setting up your infrastructure as per recommendation. Now, one of them is operational excellence, which is, of course, talking about how operationally efficient your system is. What do you mean by operationally efficient is once your infrastructure is deployed, once you have created your application on top of the cloud, you have to operate it as well. It's not like you are just, I mean, if you're working as a consultant, maybe you have to create and then you will be doing a different project and job and it's someone else's headache to manage it. But still someone is maintaining and managing that application or infrastructure which you have created onto the cloud. Operational efficiency help us in figuring out solutions which can efficiently help us in making sure that the system is operational and system is working well as expected. It's not like it's not getting frequent outages. There is no frequent incidents. If there is something from the security perspective, if we are having some sort of like attacks or some sort of anomaly, means that there is a spike in the traffic, everything should be reported, everything should be covered. And AWS, of course, have a lot of solutions around that. I mean, if you recall AWS Basic, where we covered like those basic security services which AWS provide, then we remember CloudWatch, Cloud Events. Those are the simple tools which AWS provides for you to make sure that your infrastructure is covered from the operational side as well. Next, of course, is security, because this is the big topic now. And security is nothing but you have to make sure that all the checkbox around security is ticked for your design. Now, if you talk about security, then all those sort of topics can come, like encryption, whether you are using right security groups, how your network is created, whether you are using a public facing, internet facing IP address, or you are using a private network. Everything is covered as part of security. Next pillar is reliability. Reliability is nothing but making sure that your application is available. Now, if you recall CIA Triad from CompTIA, because I read it recently again and I tend to forget it, but I think CompTIA does give us this nice basic understanding of all the topics and all the security concepts. One of the triad in the CIA was availability, and availability directly relates to reliability. When your application is available to end customer, that means your application is more reliable. So reliability is, again, something AWS provide a lot of services around that. You have auto-scaling groups, you have CDNs, which make sure that your application is, there's no latency if you have, you are creating some sort of like geolocal applications or streaming services. So again, there are many services which AWS have. And if you use this framework, if you use the tools which AWS provides, then you will, of course, get the recommendation around what sort of services will fit your design best. Next is cost optimization. Now, costing is a big topic because it costs us a lot. And when you try to fit in like all the other puzzles, like if you want to make your system reliable, if you want to make sure that your system is pretty much secure, operationally efficient, it will cost us a lot. And costing is a topic which sometimes you tend to get ignored. But you should not ignore it, trust me, because I've seen the bills of AWS and it's like really enormous. And if you don't that seriously, like from initial day itself, then of course it will come and bite you guys in the later stage. This is something which I'm doing in my project, which I'm doing as part of my day job as well, where I have to set up like using email, AWS SES services, I'm setting up email alerts and using Cost Explorer, those costing reports will be going to each end user every week. So they know that how much it costed the infrastructure which I build for them every week. So they are aware that this is the money which we are paying to the AWS. And if you even do like simple thing, if you are not using your EC2 instance, just shut it down and the cost can come down drastically. So it's as simple as that. And of course, cost optimization is a big topic. Another bit is around sustainability, which is how sustainable your system is. It comes more from the perspective of how impactful your system is in terms of like impacting the climate or impacting the environment as a whole. So for example, it's as simple as when you are creating a DR site, which is always active. So you are not creating a warm site. I mean, in a way, if you are creating a warm site, still you are running the infrastructure somewhere, right? So warm site is something where the application is there and it's not taking care of the active traffic, but it's ready to go up whenever you want. Warm sites or active sites both take like big number of resources which are running in parallel with your infrastructure, and of course they have the impact on the environment as well. So sustainability, I think, is a big topic these days, and I can see in my AWS and Azure dashboard that you have this nice information about how much it costs in terms of like green cost, something they call, or environmental cost. So how much it impacted the environment and what you can do to make it like better for the environment. So like I mentioned, shut down your EC2 instances. It will use less resources. That means you are using less cooling, less hardware, something like that. So it's as simple as that, but sustainability is coming up big these days as well. And last but not least is performance efficiency. Now, performance, I think it's somewhat get linked to operational efficiency as well. But it's slightly different than that, because operational part is making sure your application is monitored and making sure there is no anomaly detected. And if something is detected, then of course you get the alerts right away. Performance is more towards like CPU memory utilization. How if you have like a spike in the traffic and if you want to spin up more EC2 instances, how seamless the transition is, or if you have multiple databases, how frequently you are doing the replicas, or what kind of replication is happening between the two database clusters. So it's as simple as what is the performance of your application or your infrastructure. So basically all these six pillars help us create a nice, well-architected framework. Now, of course, when you are creating an application, maybe one of the pillar takes priority on top of another. So maybe if your application is more created specifically from the security perspective, you have to take care of more towards the security side of thing compared to maybe performance side, because performance is like CPU memory. You don't want, they are not like real-time users who are browsing and using streaming services on top of your application. But because it's a security application, so you need to make sure that it's regularly monitored, it have all the security recommended design and services in place. So it depends on your use case, pillars can change. But of course, if you are creating a new design, if you are creating a new application or setting up new infrastructure onto the cloud, it makes sense to follow this well-architected framework pillars. Now, of course, no one expect you to remember everything, because like I said, there are six pillars and each pillar might have a number of scenarios and subsections as well. I mean, I've seen them, they have. So no one expect you to remember all of them. So what AWS give you is a nice tool, which is called Lens. Now, if you go into your AWS console and if you log into your dashboard and see, search for this service like AWS Lens, you will get the view of that and you can use that tool. It will again ask you questions around your application and it will ask you question around these six pillars. So you can literally see around these six pillars, you'll have questions like what is the expectation, what is the type of app you're trying to build, what type of traffic you're expecting. Once you answer all of these questions, then you will get an overview design or overview information around what kind of architecture framework you should be using. So you can go and check it out yourself. It won't cost you much. I think it might be a free service as well. I haven't checked it actually, but I think it's a free service, because of course what we are doing part of this service is just getting the recommendation. We are not deploying any infrastructure on top of the AWS using that service. In fact, we will be deploying something once we use that service. So in a way, yeah, this service is a free, of course, it's just providing your recommendation on the design. Once you use that service and you get an idea, you can, of course, it's your choice. You want to use the AWS recommended design or you want to create something yourself. They have some pre-created designs as well. So there is a custom, I think they call it custom, let me check my notes. Yeah, they call it custom lens and they call it like AWS pre-prepared or AWS managed lens. So you can use something which is already created by is a template or a design which is already created by AWS, or you can create on your own custom design as well. So both of the options are there. And as part of this well-architected framework design principle, one of the things we have to understand that never ever assume anything. Like never ever, there is no need to estimate or overestimate or underestimate anything. I mean, there is no need to guess anything. I think guess is the right word. So there is no need to guess anything. AWS support team, AWS recommendation, AWS design documents, AWS these well-architected frameworks, benchmarks, is there to help you out. So don't like guess anything. Make sure you put in the exact expectation what you are trying to set up, and this architected framework, they will help you out in creating the design. As part of the design, one of the key principles, we just now read about it, 6 pillars, we should be taking care of them. And another thing is, which they highlight quite well, means when you go to that module yourself as well, they quite regularly talk about improving as you go. And it makes completely sense. Means I can relate it to myself as well. When I created my first design onto the AWS, it was really basic. Means even my infra as a code, if I read that code today, it's like literally I'm creating each resource one by one. So I was not even using the modules as well. That's a completely different story. But yeah, as I go on, as I deployed more infrastructure onto the cloud, I realized that there are way, way better solutions to implement the same service which I have created as part of my initial design. So I went back and I improved my design as part of my, you can say, next iteration or next redesign or whatever you call it. But yeah, the key principle is don't underestimate or overestimate. No need to guess anything. Make sure you have your requirement clear, and using this well-architected framework, when you have idea about your design, then you set that up. Of course, you make sure that all the 6 pillars are covered. And once you set the application up, when you set your infrastructure up, improve as you go and make sure to keep it secure and make sure that your application have security solution in place. So all your monitoring tools, all your CloudWatch, CloudTrail logs, everything should be there. I mean, it really helped us out as well. These are basic things, like you make sure that your ports are on open, your storage is encrypted, your data is, your application, if it's not internet facing, then no need to put it in a public subnet. Make sure it's on the private subnet. These are basic principles. It will make your design secure as well. And of course, it will cover your pillars and your infrastructure secure and more efficient as well. So yeah, I think in module one, this is what they cover as part of this well-architected framework. There are 9 modules in this course, and if I check in their website, so on the rest of the module, they are actually deep diving into each pillar one by one. Now that will be interesting, because what I give you in this episode is an overview of each pillar, but of course there is a deep dive of each pillar as well, and it will be interesting to cover, I think, operational excellence, security, cost optimization. Yeah, they are covering all of them, and it will be interesting to cover each pillar one by one, and we will be having better idea on what AWS really mean, what we should be doing as part of this well-architected framework according to their pillars. So yeah, that's the whole idea behind this module. They are giving the overview of the whole concept, and of course, in the next subsequent episodes, we'll be going into each pillar one by one. Maybe I'll try to cover a couple of them in each episode so we can wrap them up in the 3 episodes, and then we are good to go. Vince, we can clear one more topic from the official AWS provided documentation or courses which they provide free of cost. Once those are done, of course, we will be going into gathering the documentation or gathering the resources from other sources as well. I already told you the book which I'm referring, and if you haven't checked that out, then you check that out as well. That's the book which I will be reading as one of the resource as part of this journey. So yeah, that's all for this week's episode. And if you have any questions around the whole journey, around this whole episode and around our podcast, then do reach me out. I'm not active on the Twitter now, by the way, because I was too upset or irritated, or I don't know, too bothered with the kind of news which we are getting these days onto Twitter. And it's more like politics and less like technology on the Twitter. So I left the Twitter. I'm still on Twitter, but I deleted it from my mobile phone, so I don't check it regularly. But I'm really active on Hackiderm, so I'll be sharing link for that. That's a nice community of only tech guys. And if you are there already, then of course follow me and let's catch up there. Like I said, if you like it, if you feel that this is something which is really helpful, then make sure to like, subscribe, and refer to other friends. Goodbye and good luck.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Follow the show so you don't miss out, as we deliver piping hot topics every week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.